I think in our own lives, we have to distinguish between what we want versus what we really need. The Lord has promised not to meet all of our wants, all of our desires, but He has promised to meet all of our needs.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, Pastor, our first question today is about a scripture text, and specifically something Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, famous verse here, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The question is, what exactly are we seeking? And which is to say, what is the kingdom of God? And what exactly will be added to us now that we are seeking it?
Yeah, well, kingdom of God is used in more than one sense in the scriptures. Sometimes when the Bible's talking about the kingdom of God, it's looking forward to a day when God's kingdom will come to the earth. Jesus will rule and reign here on the earth. But sometimes it's used in a spiritual sense, to speak of God's authority, the realm of salvation, to speak of that which pleases God. And that's the sense of it in Matthew chapter 6. To seek first the kingdom of God is to prioritize that which would please God, that which would advance God's desires here on the earth, or God's will here on the earth. And specifically in Matthew 6, what's in view are all the things that people worry themselves about. Things that belong to the temporal realm, food, clothing, how to provide for their families. And what our Lord is saying there is that we really don't have to be anxious about those things because our Heavenly Father knows what we need. And so we live our lives not prioritizing or making our chief emphasis those things that would represent trying to supply for ourselves. Rather, we put our emphasis on what pleases God, and we trust Him to take care of all those things that we need in order to exist here on the earth. And so we can make God's will our priority in every matter and know that our Father takes care of us.
I have two follow-ups here, and one more about the biblical text, and then another one more practically speaking. So one, Jesus is the one who says this, seek first the kingdom of God. So what would you say, what is Jesus's role in the kingdom of God? Because we might say, well, the kingdom of God has been part of God's program from Genesis all the way to the end of the scriptures and the book of Revelation. So what is Jesus's role here as the one who's saying, seek first the kingdom of God? And then we'll get to the next one.
Well, He's our Lord. He's our Master. He is the King. When we talk about the kingdom of God, He is God's King, God's Messiah. And when we think even about the coming earthly kingdom, we're looking for the return of Christ. So I think there's even a sense in those words in which we, as we live our lives in this temporal realm, we're looking to the eternal realm. We're looking to the eternal future. And so we're living our lives now in light of the return of Christ, living our lives now in terms of our King's will and desires and what would most please Him. So Christ is the King when we think about the kingdom of God.
So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So when Jesus says this, he's thinking, seeking me in some sense?
Yes. And even His righteousness. You know, what is right in the sight of God? What would most please the Lord Jesus Christ in any given situation? Prioritizing the will of God in all our areas of our life is really what the text speaks to.
Okay. And then let's just think more practically speaking. Let's just say somebody comes along and says, Pastor, I've been a faithful Christian for as long as I've been alive, or maybe since the Lord saved me, I've been faithful. I've sought to seek the kingdom every day and His righteousness, and yet things have not turned out better for me, right? Things are, it's always a struggle. It's a struggle financially. It's a struggle in my workplace, maybe even with marriage or family, what have you. What would you say as a pastor to somebody?
Yeah, we have to distinguish between what we think we need and what our Heavenly Father knows that we need. And what we're promised in that text and another text is that our Father knows what we need. Even before we ask, I mean, prayer is a part of the prayer is a means that God uses as He supplies for us. You have not because you ask not. So God uses our asking as He supplies for us. And yet, even before we voice our desires and our requests, He knows exactly what we need. So I think in our own lives, we have to distinguish between what we want versus what we really need. We're taught that having food and clothing, we're to be content. So the Lord has promised not to, to meet all of our wants, all of our desires, but He's promised to meet all of our needs. So if I can learn contentment, and Paul says this is something we have to learn. If I can learn contentment, then I'll be able to distinguish between a sense of failure or somehow God might be upset with me because I don't have what somebody else has. I can recognize that's not the case. He's meeting my needs. He knows what I need. And sometimes by God withholding certain things from us, He's actually, I would say even in every case, when God withholds something from one of His children, it's love.
Yeah.
He knows not only what I need, He knows what I can handle. And so sometimes He doesn't give us things because He knows the ruinous effect it would have upon us if we had it. So it really comes down to, do I know the character of God and do I trust Him? Do I know that He loves me? Do I know that He's good? He's the perfect Father. And therefore, can I trust that whatever I need, I will have? And if I don't have it, I don't need it.
In the same context, Jesus says, don't store up treasures for yourself on earth, right? Where moth and rust corrupt, thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven. So is there a sense here, what you're saying is that don't be so fixated on what you need today. You store treasures for yourself in heaven, where we will receive the kingdom there?
Well, what I would say is if we don't trust our Father to supply for us, then we think it's our job to supply for ourselves. And what that results in oftentimes is the hoarding up in the temporal realm instead of the freedom to serve God well, which would include things like generosity and sharing and giving. So part of pursuing the kingdom of God first includes meeting the needs of other people, and sometimes in the material realm. And so I can't live that life of sort of an abandonment to the will of God and a fearless kind of trusting the Lord. I can't live that life if I think it's my job to take care of me. Now, if you take Scripture as a whole and not just one section, then you realize the Bible also teaches wise financial management and good stewardship, and there's a place for saving and preparing for the future. But that's the point. We'll lose the context of those things if we don't trust our Heavenly Father. And we'll end up obsessing over what we think is safety in material things instead of recognizing that our only real safety is always in the hand of our God. I don't have to be afraid. I can be free to be generous and to give and to invest in ministry, knowing that our Heavenly Father knows what I need.
Yeah. Amen. That's practically helpful. Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.